The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Of course, the major talking point yesterday was Conor McGregor being hosted on St. Patrick's Day by Donald Trump in the White House, in the office. Now, they didn't do a joint press conference, but he did get to speak at the podium. Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor at the Irish Independent, joins us now because we had a brouhaha for a week of analysis about Micheál's visit. And while there was uncomfortable moments in it, I think overall there was no gaffes and we sort of got out alive. But this seemed to be of a setback. Fionnán, good morning. What did you make of the fact that Trump's favourite Irishman sort of was put ahead of any member of government?
Yeah, well, Donald Trump and Conor McGregor have a lot in common. They've both been found in courts of law to be liable for sexual misconduct. So, you know, why wouldn't he invite him? You know, it's not just that he invited in somebody, because you could say, well, listen, it's a celebrity. He wanted to bring in somebody who was recognised and has an international name. But the Trump administration afforded Conor McGregor a podium, a platform within the White House in order to express his views as though he is somehow a representative of Irish people. And he isn't. He's ultimately, he's a retired fighter. He has no democratic mandate whatsoever. And yet, in the headquarters of another democratic government, he was allowed to attack those in power back home as though he's some sort of, you know, dissident in exile who is expressing his views about some sort of totalitarian state. I mean, that I suppose was a bizarre aspect of it. I mean, you literally couldn't make that one up. I mean, I know Conor Moore had a very good sketch last week with the monk going to the White House and so on. But I mean, that was surreal for comedy terms. This just seemed to be on a different level entirely. So if you are looking at it thinking, you know, Micheál goes in there last week and he thinks he comes out okay and we've made our points. We think Trump understands what we're talking about. And then Simon Harris has gone off inviting Donald Trump to come address the House of the Oireachtas. And then he goes and invites Conor McGregor in to represent the nation on St. Patrick's Day.
But is there not a reality that we saw with Macron and Starmer and Micheál and Zelensky, that the Oval Office is kind of like a daily or weekly TV reality show? And the truth is, whether we like it or not, McGregor has 48 million followers on social media. He is better known in America to an American audience than Micheál Martin.
Yeah, he's well, you'd argue is he the best known Irishman in the world at this particular point in time? You could say probably in America, you could probably make some arguments around Saoirse Ronan to one respect, or Roy Keane in another, but probably to an American audience and to the Trump following American audience. He probably is the best known figure in that regard. Trump likes hanging out with sports people as well. So, yeah, he did fit the bill. But, I mean, ultimately, you know, neither Trump nor McGregor are discussing the reason why people in Ireland would not see him as somebody who represents Irish values. And that's the jury in the civil case finding that he had sexually assaulted Nikita Hand, who had accused him of rape in a hotel in 2018. So that's this is not just inviting any old celebrity. This is someone who has gone to court before a jury of his peers and was ordered to pay almost $250,000 in damages and to pay the cost of that trial.
Yeah, it certainly is a slap in the face to survivors like Nikita Hand. And of course, that appeal case is coming up. The prospect of McGregor being our president or being a candidate, I put it to you, is pretty remote, because actually in the general election, there were candidates who had got in the local election. I'm thinking in Dublin Central, Philip Sutcliffe. I'm thinking Paddy O'Houlihan got in twice in the council in two wards, but they didn't make it to the Dáil. The prospects of him getting on the ballot paper even if he is interested, seem to me remote. What do you think?
Yeah, remote, but not impossible. I mean, ultimately, if he did have somebody running a campaign for him that basically knew how the system operated, and he wasn't just shouting with a megaphone on social media about being kept off the ticket. If ultimately he had somebody telling him how to go about securing a nomination, is 20 Oireachtas members a bit of a stretch? You could maybe get to a dozen by the time you get through independents and people who could argue that, look, this is democracy, it's up to the people to decide. You then have to go around the local authorities, and we have seen people in the past who would be regarded as divisive figures getting nominations on the basis that the local authorities, you know, it's their day to shine. And also they have argued, well, look, all we're doing is facilitating somebody to get on the ticket. That's not endorsing them. It's just making sure that they can run, and the people can ultimately decide. So, yeah, I mean, if he just decides in late October, as the deadline is approaching, that he'd like to run for president and just starts sending out tweets on it, he's not going to get too far. But if there was actually a sustained campaign behind him, he might be able to build up an argument that, well, listen, this is democracy, and I should be entitled to run, and other people have gone down that route before. And then he can turn it into a kind of a, well, why are the establishment trying to block me? Which would, you know, achieve his goal in his own right, because then he would be able to argue, well, I wanted to run for president, but they, in inverted commas, just blocked me on the way.
I can't let the opportunity slip not to talk politics with you. The Dáil is back tomorrow and sitting this week after the Paddy's Day break. Some storm clouds gathering. Micheál goes off to an EU summit on Thursday to deal with tariffs and so on. I hear in relation to Storm Owen that there's trouble brewing. 63,000 applicants, 22 approved, a very small average payment of 229. Some people getting as low as a tenner, and some people being refused. The speaking row in the Dáil, certainly a lot more salty relations between government and opposition than in the last Dáil. What should we watch out for?
Yeah, so the speaking rights issue, ultimately, it's not harmoniously resolved, but we can see a finishing line there where the government basically rammed through this resolution where you have this pig in a poke of TDs who get to both be government and opposition and bring up whatever parish pump issue they want, and the Taoiseach gives them back a pre-prepared answer. So that's going to be rammed through. That will facilitate then the committees being set up. The opposition will have to take whatever measures they deem fit as a result of that. But, you know, numbers will dictate that there. There's a number of other issues.
You don't see that going nuclear insofar as if they just bludgeon it through, the speaking rights and the opposition, could you see them taking their toys and walking out of the Dáil, a sustained period of no committees, or do you think they'll just suck it up?
I think they haven't threatened the no committees aspect. They've certainly threatened the withdrawal of cooperation on things like pairing arrangements in the Dáil. Government have a substantial majority. That shouldn't be a major issue for them once your friend, the Chief Whip, who keeps texting you, Mary Butler, manages the numbers right there. That's fine. You know, there's other procedural matters. The opposition can make life difficult, though, for government in terms of cooperation on the daily outgoing. But ultimately, the opposition parties also want the committees to be set up. There's a number of issues that they will want to see get done. They have a number. Everybody has got new TDs now who are basically kicking their heels around Leinster House waiting for a 2-minute speaking slot on a cold Wednesday night. And that's about all they can do at the moment from a parliamentary perspective. So it allows people to get their teeth into things. So I don't see them going nuclear and blocking the setting up of the committees. There are a number of issues that did pop up.
Go
in Micheál.
For it, yeah.
Was away. The housing issue, Piers Doherty with further information saying that basically you did know that the housing figures were dropping well below what was anticipated for the year. Micheál even having a laugh with Donald Trump about the housing situation. That is bound to come up. The water charges issue is a particularly sensitive one because it's abundantly clear that there was work ongoing in the Department of Housing with a view to bringing in excess use water charges under Darragh O'Brien as the Minister for Housing, and then passed over to James Brown as the new Minister for Housing. And then suddenly Fianna Fáil starts saying, oh, there's no truth to this whatsoever. But unfortunately, it's all set out in the memos within their own department. So that's one as well for the opposition to bring up. And then Micheál also has to, of course, go over to his friends in the European Union, who he seemed to forget about when he was inside in the White House last week. We seem to be the 51st state of the USA and not...
you're being very harsh now. I know it. Well, I know it's the Tuesday morning.
Hold on now. We turn around to our friends in Europe over the course of the last 5 to 6 years and say, listen, lads, the Brits are doing us in here. That we're going to have borders in the island of Ireland. We need all your help. We're travelling around Europe. We're fully part of Team EU. And then we sit over in the White House and have a guy slag off the EU for half an hour. And Micheál just sits there with a placid smile on his face and doesn't correct him. In fact, he joins in and says, Asher, we were against them as well. So, you know, I think European leaders will understand this is what you have to do to deal with Donald Trump. But he wasn't exactly showing a whole lot of solidarity with our EU counterparts there on that one.
Finn O'Sheen, Ireland editor of the Irish Independent, in cracking form this morning. Thank you for that overview of the travails that lie ahead for the resumption of the Dáil tomorrow. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.